Welcome to In Focus. I'm Anthony Morneau. Today we conclude our conversation with Mr. Jerry Pacheco about NAFTA, trade along the border, and also economic development. Mr. Pacheco is president of the Border Industrial Association. He is also the executive director of the International Business Accelerator, and he writes the column Business Across the Border for the Albuquerque Journal. Jerry Pacheco, thank you so much for being here with us.
Thank you for having me.
Now, already in our conversation, we've talked about some big news. Doña Ana County and also Santa Teresa took over as the top exporter in the state of New Mexico last fall. Some big news with Amazon looking for a second city to relocate their headquarters. Your organization pitched a bi-national community there in Santa Teresa. And in our last conversation, we talked about NAFTA and also your experience interacting and meeting with the Mexican ambassador, Geronimo Gutierrez, who visited the borderland late last year. I wanna continue asking you a little bit about that. What were the ambassador's thoughts on cooperating together?
Well, he really emphasized the fact that rather than us butting heads here and locking horns, the United States, Canada, and Mexico should be promoting how we integrate our economies and compete against the rest of the world, which is the way I think we should look at things. Rather than saying, okay, it's a zero-sum game if we import a Mexican product rather than make it in the United States, that Mexican product could be made cheaper, thus allowing us to use resources in other areas. We should promote how we integrate rather than fighting over, you know, percentage content and so forth and so on.
Now, as many people know, President Trump has made it no secret about his vision and his determination to build a wall along the U.S.-Mexico border. How does that play a role in negotiations? Does it impact them strongly, or, you know, there's already, you know, a fence along the border, as we all know?
Well, President Trump, and I did an interesting exercise, and I wrote a column about it. President Trump is asking for $18 billion to build that wall. I jumped on the internet and I found the 10 most expensive infrastructure projects in the United States. They have a total of about $132 billion price tag. If you put the wall, Trump's wall or his version of the wall, it would rank third on the most expensive projects in the United States. And if you use the $18 billion, it would take care of six of the 10 projects. If you put that in road infrastructure and resurfaced the international highway system from Boston to San Francisco, you'd get 14,400 miles of highway out of the $18 billion. Now, how does that factor into the negotiations? It certainly is not helpful when he's using that as kind of a wedge point. And the ambassador, Geronimo Gutierrez, made it clear that Mexico is not going to pay for the wall. That's going to be ridiculous. And that shouldn't be an issue that's used as a wedge issue in the negotiations.
Now, you brought up infrastructure. That obviously plays a role in renegotiations of NAFTA, especially along the ports of entry. How shared is that responsibility of financing infrastructure along the border right now? Here in New Mexico, we can use that as...
It has to be a binational effort. You don't want a situation where we're investing this and Mexico is here or vice versa. And sometimes Mexico is ahead of us in terms of investing in port infrastructure. We have to work together. Our ports are a portal to trade and job creation and attracting foreign investment. If we can't find new investment and keep modernizing the ports of entry, we're going to get to a point where we lose competitiveness against other trade blocs around the world.
Now, Ambassador Gutierrez had some thoughts about how Mexico is perceived in the United States. What do you say?
Well, he admitted, and this was of his own volition, Mexico has an image problem. It's done a very bad job of letting the negative aspects of Mexico seep into people's minds without promoting how important Mexico is in terms of relationship to the United States. And he said they have to work on that. He said the flow of Mexican immigrants into the United States is a Mexican problem, he said. That's our fault. If we would have created more economic development opportunities in Mexico, that wouldn't be happening or wouldn't have happened. And that's precisely why NAFTA is so important, because the jobs being created in Mexico keep the Mexicans there. And we can see that in the reduction of Mexicans illegally crossing the border.
Now, we live in the borderland. We have a binational area here where people could frequently go across to Mexico. Many do. And I'm curious, how do you think that people in Ohio should feel about NAFTA when it comes to renegotiations? Why should they be concerned? And what would you say to that factory worker who's working in Ohio on how important NAFTA is to them?
There's winners and losers under any trade agreement. Ohio is one of the biggest exporting states to Mexico. Iowa is, I read a statistic that something like 80% of Missouri's and Iowa's crop production gets exported to Mexico in certain crops. Yet there's a misperception there, because there's a lot of people saying the wall, Trump, Trump, Trump. Yet they're voting against their own interest. And when the rubber hits the road, it hurts them economically if they don't have NAFTA. There's going to be winners and losers. We have to help those industries that are vulnerable to job losses and companies packing up and moving away. But we have to integrate more with our two North American neighbors. That's how we can create jobs.
Well, I look forward to continuing this conversation with you about NAFTA as the negotiations unfold. I do want to move on to some good news. We have about a few minutes left, where you have a recent investor in Santa Teresa.
We have three major investors. We have W Silver Recycling just purchased 2,200 acres of raw land in Santa Teresa. Mr. Lane Gaddy, who's a young developer, pretty famous in the border region, redoing a lot of historic buildings in El Paso, is going gangbusters, wants to attract business to his land. We also have the Santa Teresa Short Line Railroad, which is a branch of Iron Horse Resources out of Missouri, just bought 1,244 acres to expand their private railroad they have there. And then finally, Mr. Paul Foster, through his Franklin Mountain Industrial Development Company. Paul Foster obviously owns the El Paso Chihuahuas and used to own Western Refining, is on the billionaires list. He just bought 38 acres in Santa Teresa, and he built a 183,000 square foot speculative building. Beautiful building, just a mass investment. And we're going out and trying to find people, or companies rather, that go in and they'll rent that space. So it's exciting. We have all this new blood in Santa Teresa.
Well, it's very exciting news. We are taping this interview in Las Cruces at the KRWG television studios at NMSU. In Las Cruces, how do you feel about the relationship between Las Cruces and Santa Teresa, and as far as the communication goes, and what's happening as far as economic development?
Well, our local government, because Santa Teresa is not incorporated, we're not a city, is the Doniana County Commission. So that's that resides here in Las Cruces. So Las Cruces is our county seat. We both need to do a better job, and we're trying out of my office to bring a lot of the benefits and opportunities of the border to companies in Las Cruces. I'm always surprised that we're only 50 miles away. We've got this economic boom going on the border, and yet there's many people who don't realize that in Las Cruces. Maybe that's our fault for not promoting it really well, because we get so involved in our own little world. But I encourage Las Cruces companies to get a hold of us. Go down there. We'll give you a tour. Let's kick the tires. Let's see where you can fit in with your business. It's something we need to concentrate on to sprinkle the benefits of the border throughout the rest of the county.
I guess, how can folks get a hold of you? You have a website, I believe.
We have a website. It's www.nmbia.org. nmbia.org. That's the New Mexico, that's the Border Industrial Association. The International Business Accelerator is nmiba.com. And our number in Santa Teresa is 575-589-2200.
Well, I want to thank you so much, Mr. Pacheco, for joining us and talking about so many important issues here along the border. Thank you.
Thank you.
And we want to thank you for joining us for In Focus. I'm Anthony Moreno.